It's such a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the Director of Music at Emmanuel. And this is Christian Lane. They have this amazing program of 30 plus concerts during their season. And during the spring season, they will be presenting typically three or four concerts and liturgies a month with the Emmanuel Choir and the Chamber Music Series, Tuesdays at 6. Welcome back. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you, Judith. Thank you so much for having me.
So much going on, certainly in the month of February. Let's start there. What are some of the highlights?
Well, a highlight for me is on February 6th, Friday evening, a wonderful chamber ensemble that performs Monteverdi and Strozzi and lots of early music called Tenet Vocal Artists is bringing a group to Baltimore and doing a program with us featuring those two composers, Claudio Monteverdi and Barbara Strozzi. And Jolie Greenleaf, who's the artistic director of that group, I've known for 20 years, and she's a good friend. And it's really exciting to be able to present her stellar work here in Baltimore. The New York Times calls out their programs very positively all the time and says that she is a quote-unquote golden soprano. So I'm looking forward to that particularly.
Of course, the spring season contains Easter, which is always a huge musical event for any organization that is attached to a church. So what are some of the things coming up around that?
So for Easter, we have two programs kind of directly tied to that. One is Gabriel Jackson's Passion, which is a really innovative setting of the Passion story. We think about the Bach Passion settings and whatnot as such pivotal and central pieces to our repertoire. But Jackson's Passion features soprano saxophone and piccolo and ends with words of T.S. Eliot rather than sticking to a biblical context exclusively. So it's really, really an interesting sound world and a beautiful modern piece written just about 10 years ago. And then the following week, you will be joining us for another special program related to Holy Week and Easter. And that's Nico Muhly's The Street, which is a concert length setting of the 14 Stations of the Cross with wonderful new text that you will read by the celebrated librettist Alice Goodman, and then Gregorian chants sprinkled in, and then these beautiful vignettes for solo harp. So that'll be a really special event on March 29th at 7:30 p.m. in our campus.
So kind of you to invite me. And that sort of leads me to the next question, which is, you're obviously really connected to the musical scene, and I'm so interested in how you actually pinpoint the artists that you use for these incredibly diverse programs of yours.
Yeah, well, with the choir, we're just so lucky to have some of the best singers in the region sing in our choir, and I'm just so privileged to be able to work with them week in and week out, not only for these concerts, but for all of the liturgical singing that we do every week on Sunday morning. But for all of the other programs, we really try to connect with local artists, whether they be Peabody faculty or students in many cases, BSO players, leaders in the arts community like yourself here in the city, and give them a home where they can not only share their tremendous talent with our audiences, but hopefully help us to build our audience by bringing in their friends and their family to our program. So we're so excited to be able to partner with so many excellent artists in the Baltimore region.
It's lovely to talk again to Director of Music Christian Lane about the spring season of music at Emmanuel. And there's more information at emmanueldowntown.org. Thanks for coming in, Christian.
Thanks, Judith, for having me.